We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's second date update on the Wake Up Call, and Tom is on with us this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Tom and Renee met on Bumble, met in Rockland at a bar that Tom goes to a lot. Tom, you were telling us that you thought the date was great. You hit it off quickly. She was able to get along with the people that you know at the bar really well. Tom, you said at the end of the night that you suggested that you go out again. What happened after that?
Well, I mean, she seemed really interested, but then we didn't lock it down. So I tried texting her a few times to schedule it, and you know, she's completely blown me off since then. So I don't know what happened. I want to know, did I misread it? Because really, she seemed like she was interested in getting together again.
Did anything happen in the course of conversation at the bar? Maybe like...
Did you get too drunk?
No, I was careful.
Okay, did she get too drunk and then maybe she seemed very interested at the time and then when she sobered up was like, maybe not?
Man, that happens to me all the time.
Does it?
Not with like people like sexually, but like topics.
Oh.
Like if I'm drunk at a bar and talking to somebody like... Really? You wanted to be a pilot? Tell me all about that.
Mm. Honestly, our conversation was really good, and no, she didn't drink too much at all. You know, we went to a bar, but it's not like we went to go get drunk at a bar. You know, it was a date.
Listen, Tom, hang on the line. We're going to talk to Renee, and we'll see if we can find out what happened, all right?
That'd be great.
All right, hang on. Hi, is this Renee?
Hi,
Renee. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on Second Date Update with us this morning. We're calling because we have a few questions about someone that you recently went out with. Can you tell us a little bit about your date with Tom?
One of his friends was really rude to me, and he didn't do anything about it.
Interesting.
And I've gotten more pissed about it. You know, like, the more I thought about it, to be honest.
Okay, what happened?
I have some scars on my face, acne scars. I had really bad acne when I was a kid. I'm fine with it, and I really, truly am fine with it. I feel really good about myself, and one of his barfly friends wouldn't shut up about a kind of surgery that you can get to make your scars go away, and I told him that I wasn't interested, and he just wouldn't let it go, and Tom just sat there. He didn't do anything.
That would be such a turnoff for me.
Right?
For Tom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, even if it wasn't something as offensive as, hey, the scars on your face, you can get those fixed, which is... Even if I was on a date with a guy and his friend kept just busting my balls too much about anything, I'd be like...
Get your friend.
Get your friend.
Yeah.
I have honestly been getting madder and madder as these days gone by.
Sure. Yeah, let's get Tom.
Tom, are you there?
Hey.
You're on with Renee.
Tom.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, Kevin is he's a dermatological rep. I mean, that's what he does. He tells people, I mean, he works with doctors who do that surgery. He was just making conversation and, like, legitimately trying to help.
But it's so insulting to tell me that I need help.
I mean, Tom, I'm sure you wouldn't think it was fine if a pharmaceutical rep that sells breast implants was saying to a flat-chested woman or a small-breasted woman, hey, you know, there's a fix for that.
Well, you shut him down pretty effectively, and honestly, I don't know why you're playing yourself so well. I think that, you know,
I think the polite thing to do, maybe not the first time the guy brings it up. I mean, if the guy brings it up and Renee can handle herself and then the guy leaves it alone, fine. The second time the guy brings it up, you say to your friend,
right,
because Kevin is Tom's friend, don't.
And that's what it felt like. It felt rude. He didn't have my back.
Tom, I gotta agree with her. I 1,000% agree with her. This would be a huge turnoff for me, too.
Yeah.
It also makes you seem like kind of a wuss.
I don't think that.
I do.
There's enough here that makes me think that it was an ambiguous situation to begin with. And on top of that, when faced with a situation like this now, some guys might struggle with whether or not, does she want me to step in and intervene on this?
The answer is always, if the guy won't leave it alone, yes.
Exactly. She's also saying how comfortable you are, it didn't bother you. And you were so fine with it.
No, she's comfortable with herself. That doesn't mean she's comfortable with a stranger pointing out her flaws.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that you don't feel that they are flaws.
Tom, you're starting to bother me.
All right, listen.
You'd be better off at this point, Tom, just being like, it was Kevin! Come on!
Listen, Renee, now that we've heard it all and you know, we kind of understand everything, would you be willing to give Tom another date, or is that off the table?
No.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, no. There we go.
I get it.
Our job is done.
Sorry, Tom.
Sorry.
Tell Kevin he's a douche.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.